Hello everyone, welcome to the Smashy Business Show, and today I have a new host with me.
Hello everyone, my name is Hinalda, and I'll be a reoccurring guest.
And she'll be joining us every day. Smashy Business Show is all about startups, technology, investing. And today we have very important three stories. We'll be talking about the sudden crypto crash. Bitcoin and Ethereum have taken a very steep nosedive. We'll also talk about how Warren Buffett has sold half of his stakes in Apple with his company Berkshire. So they've sold nearly 75.5 billion in stocks. And the third story is a very good one, happy
one.
We'll end on a positive note. Ajman Free Zones have reported an 18% increase in their net profits in the first half of 2024. So let's kick off the Smashy Business Show with Hind. Hind, how are you feeling? It's your first day.
It is my first time hosting a show, and I'm very excited and looking forward to the stories we're doing today.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the crypto crash. Yesterday in the evening, we saw that cryptocurrencies, mainly Bitcoin, which covers like 50% of the cryptocurrencies market, it went from $60,000, and it now, right now, as I'm looking at the data, it's going at about $53,000 per Bitcoin. And the reason, there's like a multitude of reasons, it's not just one reason. We saw late last week that stock market went into a nosedive as well. NASDAQ, S&P 500, all the big stock exchanges started losing money. There was a US jobs report which showed that the number of jobs created in July were way less than the ones than the number predicted by the experts and by the government. So that created a fear of recession, and that was followed by a Bitcoin market crash as well. The biggest loss in the stock market was by the Japan exchange, Nikkei 225. They lost nearly 5% of, they saw a steep down of nearly 5%, 5 point something percent. And today when the stock market of Japan opened, it again saw a 10% downturn. So things are going really bad, I guess, in terms of if you're a stock investor, I guess.
Right. But it also could be because of the instability in the US banking system, as well as high interest rates in the US and the UK. So the largest crypto exchange that collapsed was FTX.
Yeah.
So I think from the Gen Z perspective is that we see how risky these stock, you know, investing into cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. And also a few years back, we've seen a lot of scamming controversies with crypto. And I think that leaves young people at kind of taken aback by investing into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, and looking more into real estate as a source of
talking about real estate in the UAE. The real estate market is on a boom. In the last two, 3 days, we've been covering it.
Yeah.
The way market is soaring. Ajman Free Zones, the last story that we'll do, Free Zones, every market is soaring, but real estate, I guess, Gen Z thinks it's a safe, safe investment.
It's less risky than you know, investing in stocks or in cryptocurrency.
So the new generation is more leaning towards safer options, I guess, or they're more like, if you were there, if you have 100,000 dirhams or $100,000, where would you put it? Would you buy a small studio, or would you invest it in crypto?
I prefer putting it into real estate, because then I'd know the money, I'd profit off of it, instead of, you know, being unsure of the cryptocurrency.
They give you good ROI, because a lot of developers that we've seen in the UAE, they promise you a fixed ROI of 5%, 6%. So if you invest $100,000, you'll get at least $5,000, $6,000 on it every year. So $50,000 on it. So that's a good return. I think the coin market, the stock markets, they are very high risk and high reward. So we were, again, discussing it before the show. We have a very good discussion before the show always. And there's a lot of points that we make. And the main point that I saw was that Gen Z is more adventurous, I guess.
They are. They're more prone to taking risks. So,
and thus the scams that people are telling, invest with us, invest with us. So what is the suggestion that I can give or you can give? I guess my suggestion, my only suggestion for the new generation of entrepreneurs or people who are now entering their 20s, 30s, 25s, and they are on jobs, earning and making savings, I think their savings should be diversified, I guess.
Right.
And also if you can make $200,000 and invest in real estate, and some part you should also try with stocks and crypto.
Right, I think it's that way you're playing it safe.
Yeah.
So on that note, let's move on to our second story. Berkshire Hathaway sells $75.5 billion in stocks as Warren Buffett halves Apple stakes. So this produces significant stock sales, and he sold it during a period when the S&P 500 reached record highs. So can you tell us a bit more about the story?
I would say Warren Buffett played very safe here, because last Thursday, Friday, even on the weekends, all the news was about an impending recession. And recessions are not good. Not good for jobs, not good for the market, not good for the overall global economy. So what he did was he played safe. Apple was the only stock that was in the green, like 0.5, 0.6. Mm-hmm. But they did good. I believe the good thing that he wants to do, what Warren Buffett's policy is, if you read his books, if you watch his videos, he wants to make money. He's not a person who would invest in something on long term. He wants to make money for his stakeholders. And what he's done is he's made good money for his stakeholders. Apple is one of the biggest companies in the world right now. They have one of the highest priced stocks on the market. So I guess that was a very positive move.
Right, very strategic.
Selling, very strategic. Selling and making money at a time when all the stock markets are not performing that great. So it's a great move by Warren Buffett, I would say. Again,
yeah, they also
the master of business.
Right. They also Berkshire also reduced its stake in Bank of America by 8.8%. So that also reflects kind of their strategic repositioning. And they also they've been cautious in making new investments because of high share prices and stagnant deal activities.
I guess this trend will continue, Hind, because people are now, there's this philosophy that you always buy at a lower price, and right now the stocks are going very low, so you can buy and then wait for a bit when the stock prices stabilize, and then you sell.
More out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's always a mixed feeling right now in this situation when the stock prices are lowering. People who have good backup, they can invest right now. They will invest, keep the money for 6, 7, 8 months, or at least till August, end of August, to see the jobs report for August in the US. That was one of the biggest concerns. Then there's Fed and other reasons. But mainly they'll wait for a month and see if the stock prices go a little up. They would have bought at a very low price, and then they could sell at a high price. Profits.
But that's then if it keeps crashing, then that's
yeah, if it keeps crashing, it's not bad for them only. It's bad for the whole global economy. Jobs will go away. Recession, again, we saw the 2008 recession. It will be a long debate if we discuss the reasons behind it and why it happened and how it happened. But the 2008 stock market crash and the overall global recession, that's a big sign of not going into that phase again.
Yeah.
So let's move on to some positive things. Ajman free zones, as you all know about the free zones in the UAE, there's Dubai free zones, Dubai duty free zone, Jebel Ali free zones. There's hundreds of them. The free zones are a good place to invest. They give you ownership, complete ownership of your company. Mm-hmm. So Ajman free zones, 18% increase in net profit. Hint,
yes.
Again, you belong to the region.
Right.
How good is it?
It's very amazing, because Ajman is not always seen as a very as a growing economy, especially in the past maybe 10 years.
Yeah, when you talk about UAE, it's usually Dubai, Abu Dhabi.
Even Sharjah in the past few months and even in the past year. But the Free Zones Authority of Ajman reported a 70% growth in the number of companies operating in the emirate.
Nice.
And the overall occupancy rate of 96% over the past 6 months only.
So it's not just they're opening offices, they're coming in doing the work as well.
Right. So this is only in the first six months. So, this makes me really excited to see what it'll be like at the end of 2024.
I remember I was reading a recent Jebel Ali report as well, which comes under DP World as well. They also reported a profit. They also recently won a case, $200 million case against Djibouti port, which they got the control of. But the Djibouti government said that the rights were sold for a lower price. Mm-hmm. So they're going good. Ajman Free Zones doing good is good for the UAE economy overall, I guess. Let's see. Do you have any numbers from the Ajman Free Zone report?
I can tell you that the GDP has risen quite significantly. So this was a report published only last month, but it's risen from $33.9 billion in 2022 to $36 billion in 2023. And this is incredible to see because the government of Ajman is trying to attract investors and drive economic growth in the emirate. And so I think, as of currently, it's seeing positive growth rates.
I think
rates.
It's good. Sooner or later, I've realized that Umm Al Quwain will also come into the fold. Fujairah will
Let's
also
hope,
come into the
let's
fold.
Let's hope so.
Now, the UAE is becoming more Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, and Ajman.
Right.
It's not just Dubai being the business hub
right.
or Abu Dhabi being the financial capital.
Yes.
More Emirates are coming into the fold, and that makes UAE one of the best business spots at the moment in the world. If you're watching from any other region in the world, I guess move here as quickly as possible and open an office in any of the free zones. You'll get 100% ownership, foreign ownership. The company will be under your name. There's a lot of benefits that come with free zones.
A lot of investing opportunities as well.
Yeah. UAE has it's the non-oil industry that the UAE is creating, moving away from oil. I guess that makes it, again, one of the best hubs to invest in, trade, tourism, manufacturing, you name it. UAE is making infrastructure around it. UAE is making a setup so people can come in and do business with ease. That's I guess, is the main motto, to bring people in and not complicate the processes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
I think bureaucratic processes are a very difficult thing, the paperwork, the approvals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the free zones, it takes hardly near 10 days, 7 to 10 days to set up a company name, your visas, everything. So I guess that's a perfect opportunity for everyone to come and do business in the UAE and become a millionaire. So with that, I guess let's wrap up the show.
Right. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Join us tomorrow for All Things Business at 10 a.m. Exactly, UAE time.
And follow us everywhere, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you can find Smashy Business or Smashy Business Show, go follow us and keep updated with all the news, all the business, technology, entrepreneurship, startup news, whichever, whatever is happening in the world, it's on Smashy Business Show.
Right.
Thank you.